So are you talking about a fish?
Yeah, fish.
That nests in the water?
Yeah. They lay the eggs and the male come and makes the nest.
Yeah. And I've never heard of a male keeping house.
The male come and swoops the nest. You see, it's clean, 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 up to the roots. And the female come lay the eggs and the male stays there and watch the eggs. So we call them, we usually call them mud cats, but it's shoppy.
Yeah.
I guess that's in the mud. I imagine that's the word for it, though.
So you cut your wood here?
Yeah, we cut our wood. Well, I'm expecting to enlarge that house. I'm going to put a fireplace in. I'm not even enlarge it. Let me put it this way. I'm going to repair it. I want to move some walls inside, put me two. We have a bathroom in there, but I'm going to put me two. I'm going to remodel the kitchen and put pantries in it and different things, put a utility room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about the rooms in the house? Did you have... You know, like...
How you say that now?
Did you have, like, a hall coming down?
No.
The house?
No. This house here's got a dining room, I mean, a living room, dining room, kitchen, bedroom, bath. And you have a little hall and another, that's got three bedrooms in this house.
Mm-hmm. And you said all the windows are open in the summer. Where would you sit? Everybody would...
On a porch.
Yeah, on a porch. Yeah.
But you didn't have TV, you didn't have radios. I'm talking about that time I'm telling you about. 30, 40 years ago, you didn't have those things.
Yeah.
You didn't have electricity. I went to school part of my time with some lamps. I started off. And we was four, I was going to school. We had two lamps, put it on the table, and that was it. You couldn't see good.
Yeah.
But
what about things you had in the house? Did you have like...
We had chairs. That's one of the chairs right there.
Yes.
That's one of the chairs come from that house. That's an old chair. That's my grandmother's chair. That chair might be 75 years old.
You put it back together,
did you? We put a... we put some screws on it, and we had that... King bar put on it. You know, that redone. But the rest of the chairs, I just put one of those little sticks I had somebody put on. But that chair's the same chair. I saw one today in town for a fellow Hindu Claymore. He's got a chair. I like to give $500 for that chair. It's made out of cypress board. It's made out of handmade with a knife and the tools they had at that time. He's a plumber.
Draw knife?
Right. I had a draw knife like that. I don't know where it passed that. I still got plenty of stuff hanging in those old barns, you know. But plenty of people like to get their hands on, but I like to see that hanging there.
Now the fireplace had a... Did you ever have to get up and clean out the...
What a shovel we have. We clean it from the inside, naturally. Today, if you have your fireplace on the outside wall, you can clean it from the outside. Drop your ashes down and clean. But at that time, we didn't think about that. I mean, we didn't have something like that.
What was the top of the house made out of?
Shingles, wood shingles.
Those old fibers?
Yeah. But mostly it was bought wood shingles, you know. But some of them we made. All of our barns were wood shingles, the majority. But we split ourselves in our spare time.
Any chance of houses like that ever catching a fire? Do you remember?
Yes.
How would they? I knew they would.
Well, a bucket brigade. We didn't have no pump. The first time that Elizabethville had a pump here was in 1939, because they had a big fire in town and they burned the drugstore, the bank, and everything together that we had in town.
Got lost the town.
And then a bunch of men got together and said, we're going to try that. Well, somebody donated a old truck and the others had a pumper and they bought some hose. And I heard last Monday they bought a new truck there, a $50,000 truck. So we're pretty well equipped. We got about $150,000 of equipment in Lambertville. For a small community like this, we got two pieces of land, two big places to put our trucks in.
Pretty successful.